Spoon Man had existed back when the movie Singles was being shot. What was that, like 91 or something? 91, 92, something like that. So that existed a few years before Super Unknown. And Chris wrote that.
Stylistic thing, the way that Hero approached things, the way I did, and then we got Ben in the band, knowing that he was very much that way. Chris and Matt, both being drummers, seemed to like to organize things really well, but they organize things in ways that allow for this kind of freedom. And if it isn't there, then we'll just break it up, you know. Usually it's with guitar, primarily me, but also Chris, and often with bass, you know, Ben and Hero. And once again, Chris does it a lot with vocals, and it's more pronounced because he's a lead singer. It happens. I don't think it's any weird manifesto. It's just the nature of entertaining ourselves. If things are too kind of stoic and assembled, there's a way that we kind of break it. Maybe it creates a tension in the song. Maybe it creates something we like, but disassembling it. We're not disassembling the song, of course. We're disassembling the performance in a way that I think gives it some interest and character to ourselves. And we hope that translates to the audience. And in many cases, at least with Soundgarden fans, it does. And they pick that up. With some people, I'm sure they're disappointed.
Well, to me, it's kind of like spirit of punk that exists in Soundgarden.
Yeah, I think that's definitely it. That's the way we all started. I don't see things as being rock without it being wild or chaotic. And when things are formulated and organized, that's especially with it's a problem often with metal. It references classical music. I see it as something that is really appealing to the sensibilities of one's mom, you know. Especially in my case, when my mom's a music teacher, or one's parents in general, it's like, look, we're doing a whole bunch of notes, and they're all in the right place, just like Mozart did. You saw the movie, and that's. I don't think that's. First of all, I don't think that's aesthetically a part of necessarily of great music, because that isn't the way human beings are. If you want to go and beat up the form and control it, then I suppose that says one thing about you as an engineer, you know, an engineer of aesthetics, but it's another thing to be free of that and to add that human element, because people are kind of generally disassembled and inconsistent. And I think punk rock certainly describes that. I thought heavy metal, or what was called heavy metal, initially had that component. And still does with many of the bands that still move me. Punk.